Thank you. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, we'd invite you to turn to the book of Romans in the 12th chapter and the first verse. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Appreciate once again all of you that are out with us tonight. And you know, it takes a lot of effort to come out to a service, not necessarily just a Sunday night service, but a Sunday morning service. It takes effort to come to Sunday school. It takes an effort to come to choir practice. It's not too hard to get here sometimes whenever we're going to eat, is it? But this I know, that God honors a sincere effort from you and I. And I can truthfully say that if we left right now, that it would have been worth it to come to Silver City Baptist Church tonight. Number one, I'm able to feel His Spirit, and number two, I'm able to enjoy your fellowship with each other. And, certainly proud, and once again, we don't want to put them above anybody else, but we have two dear friends, Dorsey Sweatman and his wife, Carolyn, are with us tonight, and they have been wonderful, wonderful friends to us. Bible says that if we want to have friends, that we must show ourselves to be friendly. And Tony, they've shown friendship toward me and my family. And I love them, and y'all love them too. It won't be hard to do it and just make them feel at home. And they say, well, that's enough of that, I'm embarrassing them, because I know if I was in their shoes, it wouldn't be too. But I just want them to know, in front of all of you witnesses, that I love them, and I love you too, Silver City Baptist Church, very much. Boy, the Lord really blessed us this morning, didn't He? This is another hour and another time, and it's needful that we hear from the Word of God. And I'm sure if we went around, if we started with Dustin, come all the way back to the end here with Sandra, and ask each one of you what your favorite Bible verse was, that each one of you, you'd be able to just snap it off just like that and say it's whatever it is, whether it be John 3:16 or some other scripture. And we'll get started maybe here in just a minute. About 2 years ago, we had several revivals in a row. The Lord had blessed us to serve in. And this scripture that we're going to read to you tonight, it seemed like every revival that we went to each week, at one time we would have to stand on this scripture. And Jack and Barbara, my mother and dad, It never failed. Every time that they came and visited with me, it was on this scripture. And I told Dad after the last time, after four or five times that they had heard that, I said, "Dad, I'm sorry, but that's what the Lord had laid on my heart. I'm sorry you've had to hear that so many times in a row." And he said, "I didn't realize that." So a lot of times we hear it. Maybe it's not, I know it's not maybe, but I know it's not the way that the man delivers it, but the way that the Lord gives it to us. And we can read some scripture one time, and it'll present itself one way, and another time another way. So you may have heard this before, but this is favorite scripture of mine, and I hope and pray that we might be obedient to the scripture. 12th chapter of Romans, in the first verse, you'll find these words. It says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Paul was writing to the Roman church. And I like the way that he started out with this. And I know it's way over in the 12th chapter, and you thought maybe that he would have started in the first chapter, in the first verse, with these words, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God." Paul began to get sincere with the people there, and he wanted to get their attention and let them know that, "I beseech you, I beg you, by the mercies of God." Listen tonight, church, as we've came together and God has blessed us with His Spirit that we're able to feel tonight. I beseech you, by the mercies of God, by all the goodness and all the blessings that God has blessed us with, I beseech you, glory, tonight, by the mercies of God, that we present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God tonight. You know, a lot of times we thank you, Lord. Tony, I didn't know if he's going to make it or not. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of times as Christian folks, we want to walk with our head hanging down. We want to say, "Woe is me. I'm in a sad shape. I'm in a pitiful shape." But listen, God is looking to you and I tonight that we might present ourselves unto Him as a living, breathing, a Christian, a living, a soldier. I like that song that we used to sing a lot of times that said, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war." Bless your heart tonight, church. The victory has already been won at Calvary. There's just a few more battles that we need to fight. Listen, tonight, church, I beseech you, by the mercies of God tonight, that we, each one of us, I give God our availability. Too many times I've said, myself. And I've heard church folk say, I'm not qualified to do certain job. I'm not able to teach Sunday school. I'm not able to work with young people. But I want you to know tonight, listen, Dusty, you listen close. God is not concerned about your ability. Listen, church. God is not concerned about your ability, but what He wants is your availability for service tonight. Bless your heart. Dusty, I love you. God will make you a great man of God if you'll stand humbly and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And listen, church, don't you ever stray from the gospel that Jesus preached, that if you want to inherit eternal life, you must be born again. I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present yourselves as a living sacrifice unto God. You know what? That's just our reasonable service. Just reasonable. Just the bare minimum. I had a job, several, 20 years ago, I guess, maybe even more, in corporate America. And they were big on evaluations. And we'd come before our supervisor every year. And he'd say, Tim, tell me what you've done this year. I'd let him know. And he'd say, now tell me what you're going to do next year. And the following year, I'd be evaluated again against those goals that I'd set, against that reasonable service. Listen, church, today, we need to present ourselves unto God as a living sacrifice. That's our reasonable service unto God. And I'll tell you what, and I ain't preaching crowns and glory. It ain't going to matter no way. The Bible said, Roger, in the book of Revelation, glory, woo, thank you, Lord. He said He's going to throw your crowns at the feet of Jesus. Listen, I'll tell you what. This, as we told you several weeks ago, this ain't no Tim Bitty thing. This is all about Jesus. And this is just my reasonable service. I'll tell you what, church. We need to be working. We need to be fighting. We need to give Jesus all that we have. Yes, we do. He said, now listen. He said, be ye not conformed to the things of this world. Too many times the world will tell you, take the altar out of the church and take them to a back room. I'll tell you what, today, Silver City Baptist Church, you keep a place where lost boys and girls and men and women can come and pray and be saved, where Mother Church can see that and witness a new birth. I'll tell you what, Bob, you can ask my wife, I don't know, but I believe that one of the happiest days, two happiest days of her life was June the 28th, 1984. And the other one was March the 5th, 1990. Tim, what about those days? That was the day that my son and my daughter was born to mother. She was able to rejoice from the fruit of her labor. Church, I'll tell you what, you don't know how old Mother Church will grow when you hear these little old fellers stand up and say that Jesus has saved my soul. Don't you be conformed to the things of this world. Listen, I'll tell you what. This morning, and I don't know, we may have already talked about this. Why I pray, church today, that there might always be a man that would stand behind this sacred desk. Brethren, I'll tell you what. Tony, this is a holy place. This is a sacred place. This place that we're standing, a place where a man of God ought to stand. Church, I'll tell you what, if you don't have a man of God standing here preaching the gospel, you get rid of him. You set him down. Bless your heart. I'll tell you what, church, too many times we want to conform to the ways of this world, don't we? Yes, we do. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. Let me clarify. No, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's clarify what he's shown to us. Church, it's needful that we go out and follow the commandment that Jesus gave to his disciples and that he gave to you and I when he said, you go out into the highways and the hedges and you compel them to come in that my house might be full. Was he talking about filling up every bench and every seat in Silver City Baptist Church? Bless your heart, I don't believe he was. The 14th chapter, there's my favorite verse of St. John. On the first verse says, let you not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Listen, that's the house that Jesus commanded that we go out and compel them, that his Father's house might be full. I'll tell you what, I want to take everybody I come in contact with to heaven with me, don't you? I know you do. Church, let's not be conformed to the things of this world, but rather let's be transformed. Listen how he says this. If you got your Bibles still open, he said, but be ye not conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed with the renewing of your mind. Listen, Tim, are you saying this is a mind thing? No, I'm not. If it's about Jesus, it's all about the heart and all about the soul. But I'll tell you what, Lord, saved me. I saved my soul. I saved my heart. Tony, when I was just 9 years old. But I'll tell you what, I'm 46 now. And it gets sweeter. And it gets better. Dustin, and it gets gooder, I ain't gooder, as the days go by. Tim, are you any more saved today than you was then? No, I'm not. But glory, I'll tell you what, my mind has been able to comprehend and understand what's happened to me. Be renewed with your mind, church. The things of your heart be transformed with a renewing of your mind. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, this is good stuff. Yes, it is. Church, let's work together. Let's pray together. Let's love one another. Let's kid with one another. Let's play together. And I'll tell you what will happen. Old Silver City Baptist Church, the roof will bust off this place just about like it did this morning. And I'll tell you what will happen when it does. The gospel will go out into the community. The victory has been won. There's just a few more battles to fight. Well, and I'll say this in closing. Crystal Allen's testimony, according to Tony, was that she'd been in a concentration camp for 3 years. And he said the war had been over since 1945. And it took several more years for him to come and rescue her out of that concentration camp. Listen, I want you to know, even as it was in World War II, the victory had already been declared, but there's still some battles that had to be fought. There's still some souls that needed to be released from captivity. Listen, I want you to know, and I'm no prophet, and I'm no prophet's son, but I want you to know tonight, church, that Jesus is coming back, and it's not going to be very long. You can see the signs of the time. And listen, church, the victory, woo, thank you, Lord, just over the next hill. Bless your heart, you keep climbing, you keep working, and the victory will be sooner than you can imagine. I love you tonight. I can't find a stopping point. This is so good. I thank the Lord for His Spirit one more time here in this place. I don't know. Maybe let's stand. Let's come get a song anyway. I would hate to know that someone was here that didn't know Jesus as their personal Savior, and we didn't give them an opportunity. Oh, listen tonight, church, why would you be transformed with a renewing of your mind and present your bodies as a living, breathing, working, glorified body of Jesus Christ tonight? A soldier, the Roger that he'd be proud of, Barry, marching out to war. Have you ever seen them boys when they leave, boy? They've got their stars, shirts on, and their pants are creased, and they march out to battle, and they look so good. That's the kind of soldier that Jesus wants you and I to be spiritually tonight, ready for battle. Listen, I don't know if you're here tonight, if you're lost, if you don't know Jesus in the free pardon of sin, come and be saved while we sing. What's your number? Is that song Onward Christian Soldiers, is that in that book? If it is, I'd like to sing one verse of that if we could. Church, just be obedient to the Lord tonight. You know, I love you, and I want us to work together, and we have. And it's just encouragement to me that we march off in the battle for Jesus Christ. Is it in there? Amen. We ought to know that. We used to do it in Vacation Bible School all the time, didn't we? Let's sing a verse of that and just be obedient to Him.